Rockford College in Illinois is quiet this weekend after the students celebrated commencement and went home. Maybe celebrated isn't quite the word. The students booed their commencement speaker off the stage 1 week ago, and that raised a lot of questions about war, free speech, and education. New York Times reporter Chris Hedges spoke against the war in Iraq, beginning his speech with the words, "I want to speak to you today about war and empire."
The killing, or at least the worst of it, is over in Iraq. Although blood will continue to spill, theirs and ours, be prepared for this.
Hedges cut off the speech after 18 minutes or so. Rockford College President Paul Pribinow was on stage for the commencement and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you just remind us how you ended up with Chris Hedges as an anti-war speaker at your commencement?
Well, we ended up with Mr. Hedges because late in March we learned that Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, we'd invited to join us for the speech, was unable to join us, and so we asked some representatives that we have in New York for some suggestions about people that might be available on May 17th and could come and talk to our graduates about important issues. And we knew of his book and had heard him on various interviews and things, and thought that it would be a very timely speech to have for our graduates at a time when war is on lots of people's minds.
So he wrote a book about...
He wrote a very beautiful book called War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning that was published back last September, which from my perspective is grounded in good liberal arts scholarship, and agree or not, is certainly a book that I think brings a variety of perspectives and a very balanced perspective to understanding the role of war in human experience.
So you knew what you were getting.
I knew that I was getting someone who was going to talk about war. That was certainly the case. Did I know that I was going to get a fairly strong anti-war speech? I don't think that I knew that.
Let's listen to Rockford College President Paul Pribinow as he attempted to calm the crowd at the commencement speech last week.
If you wish to protest the speaker's remarks, I would ask that you would do it in silence, as some were doing in the back. That is perfectly appropriate, but he has the right to offer this opinion here, and we would like him to continue with his remarks.
I suppose one thing that surprises me about this is that the students seem to be protesting in favor of war, or at least protesting against an anti-war speaker. It's the opposite sentiment that you would expect to find on a college campus.
The disruptions to our campus were not caused primarily by our students. There was one student in particular out of 350 graduates that day who chose to start to yell and scream in response to this. What that led to was actually a lot of unrest around the edges of the crowd, guests of the college that were there that day, friends, family, we think, who were certainly responding also negatively. Then what happened is that people who wanted to let him speak started to yell, and so what we got around the crowd were lots of angry interchanges between people who had different opinions about this speech. And so the crowd unrest really took on a dynamic that I have to say was not about our students. But this is a very interesting campus. It has had lots of different sort of eras, intellectual eras in its life. It's the alma mater of Jane Addams, who, you know, was won the Nobel Peace Prize for her pacifism during World War I.
You said intellectual eras, not intellectual errors.
Yes,
okay,
eras. That's right.
That.
And so we've had a very conservative president in the 60s and 70s, and have had a variety of different opinions. We're still that kind of college. We're a college that I think, Middle America College, represents lots of different perspectives. Our students do come to the table. We have some very strong anti-war folks, and perhaps some pacifists. We have some students who believe strongly in the role that war plays in the kind of American foreign policy. And so those opinions were all on the table with our faculty, staff, and students that gathered.
This is your last contact with a lot of the students. I wonder if you're going to try to communicate with them in any way.
We have communicated with them. A letter went to them apologizing for the fact that their commencement, it was their commencement, turned into something that really wasn't about them. And we thought that was an important apology to make. I don't apologize for the fact that I let Mr. Hedges continue to speak after he was stopped the first time, and for the statement that I made to allow that to go forward. I do apologize for the fact that, for all kinds of reasons, this turned into not a celebration of their achievements and a reflection on the mark they might make in the world, but became really an example of, just the sort of unfortunate state of our conversations in this society about war.
Paul Pribinow is the president of Rockford College in Rockford, Illinois. Mr. Pribinow, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.